we join you in celebration. For the sorrows and concerns spoken here, may you feel our sympathy and compassion. For all that remains unspoken, both joy and sorrow, may the caring of this community offer you both kindness and hope.
Well, a time for all ages. I have here with me something that some of us still use. Some of us have it on our phones, but we don't use this kind anymore. But what can you tell me about this? A calendar. What do you notice about this calendar? Anything special? Besides the phone. Is there anything written on those keys? Yeah, but nothing that I've written, right? Nothing that I have put on here. There are some things that the company told me, like when the school really is and when the Memorial Day is, but to me, the calendar is great. And so I'm wondering, as I stand here today on the first day of the new year, what would I like to see on this calendar? Any thoughts? Anybody want to share anything you'd like to see on this calendar? From your calendar? And throughout our service today, we're going to be reflecting on the year that we have just been past and the year that is to come.
This church is a community of ourselves. Its energy and resources are our energy and resources. Its wealth is what we share. As we contribute to the life of this community, we affirm our lives within it. The offering will now be given and gratefully received.
I am the new year. I am an unspoiled page in your book of time. I am your next chance at the art of living. I am your opportunity to practice what you've learned about life during these last 12 months. All that you sought and didn't find is hidden in me, waiting for you to search it, but with more determination. All the good that you tried for and didn't achieve is mine to grant when you have fewer conflicting desires. All that you dreamed but didn't dare do. All that you hoped but did not will. All the faith that you claimed but did not have. These slumber lightly, waiting to be awakened by the touch of strong purpose.
Thank you. Let us stand now and join our voices together in singing hymn number 146 from the Gray Hymnal, Soon the Day Will Arrive.
Let's try again. In the ancient Roman religion and mythology, Janus is the god of beginnings and endings. He is usually depicted with two faces, one looking toward the past and one looking to the future. It is believed that the name of the first month of the year, January, is named for Janus, and the ancient Romans dedicated this month to him. This morning, we too will spend some time in reflection and meditation as we remember the year that is past, learn from its lessons, and look forward to what is to come in the new year. The burning bowl ritual helps us to let go of old hurt, anger, regret, anything that is burdening us or keeping us from becoming all that we are meant to be. It gives us a pathway to release that which is no longer serving us and make a new commitment to ourselves. Let us now enter a state of meditation. Make yourself comfortable in your seat and begin to focus on your breathing. You may close your eyes if you choose. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Think back over the year that has just passed. What were the best parts of your year? What challenges did you face? what is standing between you and your highest good, your best version of yourself? Perhaps it is a mistake or failure from the past, a limiting relationship or work situation. Maybe it's a mental or physical habit, negative self-talk. Perhaps there is someone that you need to forgive, or something from the past for which you need to forgive yourself. Try to identify what it is you would like to release and silently name it. When you are ready, return to this space and open your eyes. I have for you a small piece of paper, and there are pens in the seat. If you would like to take a piece of paper and write down what it is that you wish to do.
It's a symbol of purification and transformation. It is a powerful element. It can change paper from one state into another. The paper you hold in your hand is special, called flash paper. When it comes in contact with the heat, it disappears, leaving no ash behind, and taking with it the words that you have written. That represents all that you would like to look at. As you come to the goal, take a moment to think about all that you have written down and make a personal commitment to release it into the fire. This act is a symbolic one, as you must make the choice to remember this moment and choose your actions accordingly. Remember that you only need to dust the paper into the bowl. You do not need to take it in direct contact with the flame. And as you release your paper, you may want to say something to yourself like, I miss you, or I return you. I am you. You may now come forward as you can to be silent and patient with the result.
Please remain seated as we join our voices together and sing hymn number 396 from the Gray Hymnal, "I Know This Rose Will Open." Dave will play it through for us once, and then we'll sing it through together twice. Letting go is only half of the process. Just as Janice looked both to the past and the future, so should we look toward what is to come. Once again, let us enter a state of reflection and meditation. You may choose to close your eyes if you wish. Our words for reflection come from the book of Awakening by Mark Nepo. There is a Buddhist precept that asks us to be mindful of how rare it is to find ourselves in human form on earth. It is a really beautiful view of life that offers us the chance to feel enormous appreciation for the fact that we are here as individual spirits filled with consciousness. It asks us to look about at the ant and the antelope, at the worm and the butterfly, at the hawk and the wild lonely tiger, at the 100-year-old oak and the 1,000-year-old patch of ocean. It asks us to recognize that of all the endless species of plants and animals and minerals that make up the earth, a very small portion of life has the wakefulness of spirit that we call being human. All of this is to say that precious human birth is unrepeatable. So what will you do today, knowing that you are one of the rarest forms of life to ever walk the earth? How will you carry yourself? What will you do with your hands? What will you ask, and of whom? Tomorrow you could die and become an ant, and someone would be setting a trap for you. But today you are precious and rare and awake. It ushers us into grateful living. It makes hesitation useless. grateful and awake, ask what you need to know now. Say what you feel now. Love what you love now. When you are ready, come back to this space. Now that you have released what is no longer serving you, you have made space to welcome in the new. What would you like to see in the new year? When you reflect at the end of 2017, what would you want to see happen? What do you want to surround yourself with? Spend your time doing. In your order of service, there's a note card and an envelope. There are also extras in the pews if you need them. On the note card, write a message to yourself. You may choose to write a quick letter or note. You may sketch a picture. Or some people choose to write one word that will guide them through the next year. When you are finished, put the card into the envelope, seal it, and write your address on the front. These envelopes will remain sealed, and we will mail them to you at some point during the next year. In this way, it may serve as a reminder to you of the commitment you have made to yourself today.
Whatever you want. A note to yourself. A picture. A few words. Whatever you want to remember and think of you.
Remember to address the front of the envelope to yourself. And on the back counter of the church is a small replica of our church. If you lift the lid, you can drop your envelopes right in there, and we will mail them to you at some point during the year. If you're still writing, go ahead and finish. But if you are done, please join me in reading number 645 in the back of your gray hymnal. Again, I'll start us off with the standard print, and if you will join in the words that are written in italics. The Song of the Open Road. Afoot and lighthearted, I take to the open road, healthy, free, the world before me. I inhale great draughts of space. The east and west are mine. The north and south are mine. Whoever you are, come travel with me. However sweet these laid-up stores, however convenient this dwelling, we cannot remain here. Together, the inducement shall be greater. We will sail pathless and wild seas. Forward after the great companions, and to belong to them, they too are on the road.
Onward to that which is endless, and it was beginningless, wonder how much turns the days, rests the nights.
To see nothing anywhere but what you may reach it and pass it, to look up or down no road, but it stretches and waits for you. Please stand as you are willing and able as we join our voices together in singing hymn number 1008 from our teal hymnal, When Our Heart Is in a Holy Place.
We are blessed with love and in peace.
Please remain standing and join me in saying the words printed in your order of service as we extinguish our chalice. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again. May the spirit of life and love make your year a happy one, not by shielding you from sorrows and pain, but by strengthening you to bear it as it comes. Not by making your path easy, but by making you sturdy to travel any path. Not by taking hardship from you, but by taking fear from your heart. Not by granting you unbroken sunshine, but by keeping your face bright, even in shadows. And not by making your life always pleasant, but by showing you when people and their causes need you most, and by making you anxious to be there to help. Love, peace, hope, and joy to you for the year ahead. Blessed be.